USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wait a week. Come next week.
As President Trump and the First Lady prepare to head to Pittsburgh following the synagogue shootings on Saturday, which left 11 dead and 6 people wounded, former Tree of Life Rabbi Chuck Diamond says,
the focus this week is on the funerals. The focus needs to be on honoring the victims and giving the community a chance to heal.
The president's still planning to go forward with his visit today as the first of the 11 victims of the massacre will be laid to rest. Suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with 29 counts. Authorities say a deadly shooting at a North Carolina high school yesterday was the result of bullying. The victim, identified as 16-year-old Bobby McKeithen, a suspect the same age, is now facing first-degree murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump vowing he'll be signing an executive order that will end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens. According to Axios on HBO, the president said it in an interview last night, saying the U.S. is the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is a citizen. That interview is to air on HBO on Sunday. In an interview done with Fox News, The Ingram Angle, that aired last night, President Trump was asked about whether he'll be answering questions for the special counsel in the Russia probe.
Written questions to Mueller's answers to his questions.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to do anything because we didn't do anything. But we will probably do something, yes, where we'll respond to some questions.
The South Florida man accused of mailing bombs to high-profile Democrats recently, as well as CNN, is still behind bars in Miami. A federal judge yesterday granting attorneys for Cesar Sayoc more time to prepare a bond request. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump vows that members of so-called migrant caravans that are heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border will not be allowed to cross the border, and in agreement are officials of the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security. U.S. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy of U.S. Northern Command says more than 5,000 U.S. troops are going to be at that border.
We are using the National Guard forces, and that's under Operation Guardian Support, very effectively being employed as we speak right now. We're bringing additional capability with Title 10 forces. We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are, in fact, deploying with weapons.
Apple today is expected to announce some new products, including a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and other hardware upgrades. It will be Apple's second product event this month. The iPad Pros are getting a completely new design. A new chipsets, for various products are also set to be unveiled today. The new record holder for the most three-pointers in an NBA game, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson, he had 14 last night. And some researchers say boat noise may be harming dolphins' ability to communicate with each other. They discovered dolphins are having to change their calls in order to more or less shout over the noise that's coming from both recreational and commercial boats off U.S. shores. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.